host is Tom Post.
Hello, everybody. This is Tom Post welcoming you to another crop of comedy capers, and we dedicate this caper to stepping out. Ah, that phrase, stepping out, brings back the good old days when I was a-courting. The good old days when post office was still a kid's game, and a girl had to wear a bustle to look like Mae West. Well, let's step out ourselves with the Varsity Three who have gone romantic on us. If you don't think so, listen to this at sundown.
Every little breeze is sighing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feathering nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a love and smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night has fallen and love is calling me home.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. And here's a little lady who stepped out once too often. One day she stepped out of her cradle and fell on her head. The result is Sylvia Pickers. She says she has a cold or something in her head right now, but it's probably just a cold. Why are you coming, Sylvia? Well, yes, I'm afraid so. Well.
Oh, gee. Mr. Post, I don't like it the way you're always making fun of me. Just supposing someone called you an old Irish fool, wouldn't you be mad?
Why, certainly not. I'm not Irish.
Well, then, supposing somebody called you a Russian fool.
Well, I wouldn't be mad. I'm not a Russian.
Well, then, supposing somebody called you the kind of fool you are.
Well, I'll admit I'm a fool to try and carry on an intelligent conversation with you. You know, Sylvia, I'm afraid I'll never see you in heaven.
Why, what have you been doing now?
Well, nothing, but I was just thinking it's a good thing the devil isn't standing here now.
Why?
Well, if the devil were here now, which one of us do you think he'd take first?
Well, let's see. Oh, I guess he'd take me.
Well, I'm glad to hear you admit it, but why do you suppose the devil would take you first?
Oh, because he knows he can have you anytime.
Well, never mind. But where were you yesterday afternoon? Stepping out, I suppose, huh?
Oh, no, Mr. Post. I was up visiting a poor old lady who hasn't any money or any job or nothing.
Well, hasn't the poor old woman got a husband?
Well, yeah, but her husband's all worn out. You see, he's the India rubber man in the circus.
Oh, an India rubber man.
Uh-huh.
Well, how does he happen to be all worn out?
Well, strong man's been using him for an eraser.
Oh. Well, Sylvia, how about you and me stepping out tonight?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I promised my mother I'd be home early, and I always keep my promises.
Well, since when?
Well, I always did. You know, the other day, Frank Gill and Bill Dimling and I all made a bet that we'd do just exactly what our mother told us.
Well, that's so. Well, how's it working out?
Oh, fine. So far, we've all done everything we were told. But times it's a little embarrassing.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, the first day, Bill Dimling went home, and he was wiping the dishes.
Bill was?
Yeah, and all of a sudden he dropped one.
Uh-huh.
So his mother said, "Well, Bill, why don't you break all of the dishes?"
Uh-huh.
So he did.
Just an obedient little boy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, nothing like really obeying.
No, right. And then Frank Gill went home, and he was getting a drink of water, you know, and he spilled some on his mother, and she said, "Oh, for heaven's sakes, Frank, why don't you throw it all over me?"
So
he did.
He did. This is getting good.
Yeah. So then all three of us went over to my house, and Frank and Bill were making a lot of noise, and my mother said, "Oh, Sylvia, couldn't you find a couple of more jackasses to bring in with you?"
Yeah?
Yeah, so I came out looking for you and Mr. Santella.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sylvia. Well, that's all I can stand at one time. My only hope is that someday she'll get too near an open window. Well, the Varsity Three are stepping out. Must be a masquerade, for they're all dolled up in chaps and spurs. I see a cowboy song, and so help me, the Whistling Cowboy.
Whistling, whistling, lonely cowboy, dusty, dreary, saddle. Hugs the prairie and the silence is profound.
Pony plugs along and beats a tattoo on the ground. Cowboy whistles bravely to create a human song. Lost in the dark, lost in the dark, whistling, whistling. Near, is it far? Riding blindly, God, won't you hang out a star to guide this lonely whistling cowboy? I believe there's nobody nigh.
Something is going to happen, for here are a couple of dark Harlemaniacs. And when these boys step out, they step high. Hit the deck, boys, and drag out those two black aces, Swore and Good.
Come on here, egghead. Say, boy, what did you do with that soldier uniform on?
Oh, man, I just joined the army.
What rank has you got?
Says what?
I say, what rank has you got? You know you ranks in the army.
Yeah, the general done told me. He said I was of the lowest rank there is.
Now, you don't understand what I mean. I mean, what do you do in the army? What position do you hold?
Oh, I was a lookout.
The lookout?
Yeah.
Lookout for what?
Lookout for myself.
Well, how long has you been in the army?
Well, I've been in about 6 or 8 months. Be a year Tuesday.
Well, how old is you?
19 years old.
Oh, no, man. No. You was born in at 19. I know that.
What makes you say I'm older?
Because you couldn't get that black in 19 years. Say, can you read?
Yeah, I can read writing.
Well, then read that letter.
What's that?
That's typewriting.
I can't read typewriting. Who's it from?
That letter's from Washington.
From who?
From Washington.
Did he write that?
Did who write it?
Did George Washington write that?
Oh, man, George Washington. What are you talking about? Look here, don't you know that George Washington's been dead over 11 years?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That letter must be from the dead letter office.
That letter's from Congress. They wrote it. Don't you see that seal on there?
You see a seal on there?
Of course I see a seal. Look at it right there. See right there under that line?
Under a line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, if you're going to start seeing seals and lions, I'm going to leave.
Well, go ahead and read it.
Well, that's what I'm doing now.
Well, read it to me.
Hmm?
I say, read it to me.
I ain't read it to me yet.
Well, what do it say?
Oh, look at here. Oh, doggone. Sure enough, man. Look at here. Oh, man, that's awful.
Ooh.
Look at here.
But wait a minute. What do it say?
Hmm?
I say, what do it say?
Well, there it is. You can see as well as I can.
Give me that letter. Say, is you a pessimist?
Is that what?
I say, is you a pessimist?
No, I'm a Baptist.
See, I understand that you is a poet, too.
Yeah, during my spare time in the army, man, I write poetry.
Mm-hmm. Can you write poetry on the spur of the moment?
Can I what?
I say, can you write it on the spur of the moment?
Yeah, I can write on the back of a trunk, the side of the wall, most any old place.
Well, I'm going to try you out.
Well, go ahead.
A cockroach is a noble animal. He never seeks for fame. Shakespeare.
He got no business in our soup, but he gets it just the same. Bottle bit.
I saw Jack Zimsa give Gene Tunis some very hard socks, Jerry Dunn.
Yeah, I knew a man in Congress that never wore any socks, Jerry Simpson.
Now, wait a minute, I'm gonna try you on a couple of more, and I want you to finish up with the word ransom.
Yeah, all right, let's have it.
A tomcat sat on a sewing machine. He was so tall and handsome.
Says what?
I say a tomcat sat on a sewing machine. He was so tall and handsome.
The sewing machine sewed 97 stitches in a tomcat's tail, and I want to tell you folks, he ran some.
Oh.
And now it's about time we stepped out of the spotlight for a while at least. But speaking of stepping out, I'd like to leave you with the news that my sister is now wearing her first long trousers.
In a little cottage cozy, long while she knows at sundown, where love and smile would greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling and love is calling me home.
And so much for stepping out. We have brought you another program of Comedy Capers, and we'll bring you another very shortly. In the meanwhile, this is Tom Post, and in case you have blackmail in mind, who inscribes the handwriting on the wall thusly, "Goodbye, friend." Thank you.